Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here.
Reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance.
Like your first home expansion.
Or your first big lightning strike.
There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents.
Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
O'Reilly. You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Women dominate that sector. And most of the time, all they need is just a little credit to be able to use as capital, to be able to do their business. And yet there is no helper. And that's why NDC says when we come into office, we're going to create the National Women's Bank.
We will establish a Women's Trade Empowerment Fund, WOTEF, to support women-owned businesses. We will ensure gender parity in the award of government scholarships.
If I come power, everything will be all right. Then you see what I'm talking, don't be saying lies. This one I know it kept confidential. Several times you did suffer no rescue.
And that is why we're committed to supporting digital startups and incubation hubs and training 1 million young Ghanaians in coding. Additionally, we will invest the equivalent of $3 billion to build a vibrant technology and fintech industry.
Providing digital software skills to hundreds of thousands of youth. This, along with other priorities, will create jobs for the youth, including school dropouts. We will train at least 1 million youth in IT skills.
Get price to come down, no more suffer. Fishing 88 stroke 4, better plan. Come she different sense inside one man. No more promise and fail, no delay.
We will protect and enhance free SHS and free TVET, which is truly transforming lives.
We are going to improve the free SHS. We are going to work hard to remove the obnoxious double track system.
We too, we have a formula for the 24-hour economy. And it's a very simple one. Formula 133. Same job, three people, three shifts.
I think session you yourself, you go back. Santo professor, no more killer disease. Mosquitoes for the yard, all go free. Sophia Nancy see me yesterday for advice. Because it's same advice tonight. Say make I give them advice. I say school fees, I say free school fees.
For all university entrance into level 100, you are not paying academic fees.
Second part of this policy,
when President Mahama comes back, he would revamp the student loan trust fund. Mahama is saying when he comes back, policies like in, out, out will be a thing of a past.
So yes, a lot of promises, and as you've heard them, so many of them have come in, and tomorrow we are definitely bound to hear a lot of them. So let's zoom right into the conversation. And for those of you listening, 055-1111-997, be our guest. Please do send us your messages on the messages that you've heard from both John Mahama, Alan Chematin, Nana Dudang. Hey, what did I say, Kufuado? Well, he's been on the ballot 4 times. So, and Dr. Mahmoud Bamia, let me hear from you what exactly it is that you think about them. And our guest, Nana Kakari, is a Ghanaian based in the United States. Nana, it's good to have you connect with us again. Hello, Nana. Well, I can hear them. I have a little challenge there with the connection, but we'll fix that and then get back to it. Della is also connected with us. Della is an activist. Della, it's good to have you connect with us. Right. I have a little challenge with the connection there. I'm going to fix that, and then I'll come back right away. There will be special coverage of that NDC manifesto launch, just like last week, end-to-end coverage of that manifesto launch of the National Democratic Congress at Winneba. It is going to start at around 1 p.m. live on the Joy News channel. We are going to have that. And so it's going to be an important day for the NDC to unveil what it is that their blueprint is for the people. So let's start a conversation with Collins, a student at the University of Ghana, a student journalist as well, and we'll fix the connection. We'll get Nana Kakari, Della, and every one of our guests back online very shortly. But let me start the conversation with you, Collins. Collins, have you so far heard from the two major political parties anything that really suggests to you that, listen, these candidates have listened to us and they are fashioning out programs and policies tuned to our current needs?
Thank you for the opportunity, and good evening to our listeners and viewers watching us on Facebook. Going straight to your question, personally, I don't think that various political parties, I mean, flag bearers, MPP flag bearer, Dr. Mahamudu Bawumia, and that of former President John Dramani Mahama, who is contesting on the ticket of the NDC, have really listened to the plight of Ghanaians, especially when it comes to the youth aspects, and so that they could tailor measures to solve the issues that the youth are going through. Because looking at major policies, former presidents announced during his youth manifesto, he made mention of the fact that, or even previous program that he has announced, that he's going to train about 1 million youth. That's good. But he's also going to introduce free SHS, free education for disability people. And apart from the 1 million, there haven't been any significant policy that is also going to touch on the youth and some of the challenges that we are going through, because unemployment is a major issue. And how many people are even ready to go into coding? How many people are ready to go into that? And looking at the taxes, the economic challenges that we are going through, are we ready as a country for that? And also looking at that of Dr. Mahamudu Bawumia's policy, he announced his manifesto. A lot of things when I went through looking at the policies, he also came in with same thing, 1 million training jobs, and also a key component for tertiary students is NSS being free or NSS being an option. So if you graduate from any tertiary and you have job already, you will have the opportunity not to do the national service. Then I believe that this will give a lot of people the opportunity to also opt not to do the service. I remember when he first announced this particular policy, he spoke to the current secretary for NASPA, that's the National Association of National Service Association Personnel, NASPA, Nana Edujevi, and made mention of the fact that that particular policy that form current president, vice president, Bawumia has announced is not something that he is going to tolerate. And for me, I don't think that we need to make national service an option for people where if you think you have a job, you can decide not to do service. And if you have a job, you can go ahead to do whatever that you want to do. We need to strengthen the problem. We need to find solutions to the problem that we are facing now. I think that's another way that he, Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia, when he becomes a president, he is trying to escape, take away the responsibility that he is having, or he needs to, the measure that he needs to put in place to strengthen the national service. He is trying to move away from that particular responsibility because there are a lot of challenges that the national service is currently facing that we need to address. Allowances issues, how the delays that are coming. But now that it is going to be an option that if I have a job, I can proceed on the job and not do the national service. How are you even going to prioritize the national service? So that's another thing that I felt it is also not a good policy that we need to entertain. And another thing I realized is as a youth, one major concern that we need to be paying attention to is our sport. We went to the Olympic Games and our performance was shambolic. Everybody has been complaining about the state of our sports. As a current vice president, your party campaigned and announced series of policies, and we decided to bring the same policies again after 8 years. Apart from that, looking at the state of our sports, especially the Ghana Premier League and the Division One League, no one. A professional person shouldn't sit down and say that the first thing we need to do is to provide buses for Premier League clubs. I'm not sure Asante Kotoko or Hasefuk is in need of bus. No, it is time that we put measures in place that will make our clubs economically viable, a state where they can compete with other clubs like Al Ahly in Egypt and even Tanzania clubs like Simba and Yanga. Now our clubs can't compete. They rely on prize money of $50,000. How many trips will you need to be moving from Accra to Kumasi, Accra to Tamale to make $50,000 or to even waste that particular amount of money? So there are a lot of challenges that we are going through that the policies are not addressing. One, another policy, both two parties have announced that they want to build airports in Upper East. Nobody, for me, I am not in support of any construction of new airports in the country, whether being central region, whether being eastern region, whether Upper East or wherever we find ourselves. I don't think it is the important thing. If you carefully look at the Auditor General's report 2023, it made mention of the fact that if you put the KIA, Kotoka International Airport aside, all the airports in the country, all the regional airports have been recording losses. For Volta region, they've not recorded even a penny. Yet we are interested in spending about $2 billion to construct new airports in Upper East or Central Region when we can invest such an amount or even add more to it to construct railway lines which will connect a lot of regions, a lot of cities, reduce the traffic that we are facing and also make transportation very cheaper and affordable for people to access. How many people in Ghana here can pay 2,000 Ghana cedis or 3,000 Ghana cedis from a round trip from Accra to Kumasi or from Accra to Upper East? No one. That's why our airlines are recording losses. Our airports are recording losses. People are not going. So I don't know which kind of data that is influencing some of these policies. Clearly, we are in a problem that these political parties, these politicians need to look at the data available. Because when the Auditor General released their report, various institutions released their report, it is not just for the news. It has to influence the policies that our politicians are coming out, our leaders are bringing out in order to improve our lives. We just don't sit down and do whatever that we want to do. Recently, a few months ago, we announced a new national development plan in the next 50 years, looking at 2057 in the University of Ghana. How many of them would the planning commission's policy? How many of them? Or we are going by how we feel or how we think that I need to say this in order to gain votes. I need to say this in order to gain votes. If you provide buses, a bus for Asante Kotoko, you have not solved the poor state of our pitches. You have not solved the poor attendance in our Ghana League or in our Division 1 League. You have not solved the poor infrastructure that we are facing. So these are some of the things that our policies have to be addressing.
Right. I mean, Dela, you've heard the points that have been canvassed there by a lot of people. I mean, including Collins makes the point that it does appear that these political parties have not really thought through these promises. It's just bundling them up and making them. Do you get the same sense? And I mean, you've heard Dr. Mahmoud Bamia, very bold promise that he has made. John Mahama has also been making the same things. What are your views on that?
Thank you very much, Keku. No, before I speak, I would like to stand and then continue with the last standby. That is to say, that Dr. Bamia now proposing the introduction of a new bank. I mean, today, as a head of economic management team, in his own wisdom, he directed that the 18 billion CD should be used to collapse 9 indigenous banks. These banks just needed only 9 billion to deal with insolvency issues, which has to do with corporate governance. But the most intriguing part is that he is now telling us that he will introduce a new bank for our women because the former president Dramani Mahama have said so.
Yeah, but you realize that the promises are not really the same, right?
Let me make my point. The same Dr. Bawumia in November 2029 announced to the people of Upper East.
November 2029.
2019.
Okay.
And now, sorry, I beg your pardon. And now to the people of Upper East.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
He will make sure the Palugu Multipurpose Dam project will be established. Today, go and see. Even out of that, about $11.9 was paid to contractors for that purpose. This was said by who? A communication director of Bank of Ghana, Mr. Bernard Otado. I mean, these are on record.
Yeah, but
person is proposing that he would then do this, he would then do that. I mean, let's a point be made clear that the former President Mahama is proposing a solution-based manifesto that will deal with the lot of all the plethora of problems that we are faced with. in this country. Okay. He's talking about implementing 24-hour economy strategy with three shift system, 8 hours each, to maximize productivity and efficiency. That is a transformational leader who is reading and thinking about the people of this country. I mean, he's also talked about reform the Bank of Ghana and then rejuvenate the collapsed banking and the financial sector. That is the president coming. And he also talks about what? Introducing what? Introducing the most efficient and then making sure he manage his ministers' appointees by appointing only 60 ministers. Mm. I mean, that one alone is what is cutting down the government expenditure.
Well, Dr. Bamia has promised to cut the size of government to 50, the ministers. 50. That is 10 better than John Mahama's proposal.
Simply because he is trying to pressurize all the speeches made by the former president. The former president made mention that he would then cancel the e-levy. The e-levy that was jubilated by the vice president, and as a result, the cake was made in his honor. The former president also talked about introducing the toll booth system and also abolish the bed tax system that we are currently facing, the use of it, which by the same person who sat in cabinet approved the e-levy and also approved that the bed tax should be introduced. And the same person is now telling us that he would then abolish them.
Right. I mean, Nana, I'll come back to you pretty shortly. I think that you've made some points that I want to throw to Nana. Nana, you've heard from Collins initially. Collins says it does not appear to him that the political parties have really thought through the promise. It's almost like it's a wholesale thing. Let's promise for just promising sake. You've seen some of the proposals that have been bandied around. Is that the same sense you get?
So, you know what? There were a lot of promises, and indeed, they were bold promises. However, I do agree with him. I don't think the candidates from both aisles are actually thinking about they've been in the government before. Former President Mahama, we saw his administration, and we are seeing the administration of the current government. I think that's what they forget. The Ghanaian voter is going to do a comparison. That's the good thing. For me, when I watched, I actually watched it on Sunday. I watched the entire speech on Joy News Online. And the first thing that came to me was as if they were throwing spaghetti on the wall and see which one sticks. Because it was a lot, and I was just thinking, which ones are they going to try to accomplish their first term, which is 4 years, and if they should stay on for the entire 8 years, which ones are they going to accomplish? I basically thought they were in their dreamland, to be honest with you.
I mean, let's get into some of the specifics. There are those like Collins who say that the proposal to build airports in Upper East, Upper West, those kind of places, it's just not good enough because these airports are making losses, apart from the one in Accra. All the other ones are making losses. You hear those about Mahmoud Bamia make a promise about a women entrepreneurship fund of a sort for women to sort of buy into that. Do you get a sense that people, the political parties are really in tune with the kind of things that the people need? Because I hear a lot of freebies. Free this, free that, free tertiary, right. And we discussed it the last time, without really a quantification of what it's going to take to implement them. Most of them, very little information about what exactly it's going to take to cause them.
Yeah, a good point there, because I also felt there was no connection, right? If you listen at the beginning of his speech, Baume's speech, he said, we talked to Ghanaians, we spoke to, and we came with the three top concerns of these Ghanaians that we spoke to, which is the economy, the job, and infrastructure. I was kind of surprised health did not make it up to the top three, right? And I wonder, which Ghanaians were you talking to? Were you... basically, it's just there was no connection. It was almost like the recycle of what we saw in 2016 and 2020. Look, here in the U.S., this past 4 days, we've seen the Democratic Party, which is the current administration on here now, having their convention in Chicago. And we talk about policies, but also they try to connect with the American people. Where yesterday, Vice President Kamala Harris actually officially accepted the nomination as her party's nomination. And guess what? Her sister came, she talked about how her mother migrated from India to the U.S. to just as a medical student and decided to stay and continue. She talked about how she lived from one apartment to another apartment. She talked about how she worked in McDonald's while she was in school. So when you are hearing all these personal accounts and personal stories, you connect with them. I just graduated this past week, 3 months ago, and I was looking out for, okay, you know what, education, right? So then when she talked about, you know, the struggle when she was going to school and sometimes having 3 jobs and taking low wages jobs, I immediately connected with her. However, I think that the MPP administration attempted to do that by bringing that young university student. But then again, I don't know if that was effective because the student talked about 21 million jobs created when Baumia on the same stage came on talking about 2.3 million. So when you have that contradictory statement on the same platform at the same time, you lose credibility. Did no one review the young lady's speech or address before she came on the stage? And then, you know, it's just a lack of credibility. However, again, they talking about jobs. He also said when he said that, oh, I talk to people, I'm like, are you not living in Ghana? You don't need to talk to Ghanaians to know that the economy is bad, right? You don't need to talk to Ghanaians to know that, look, the young people or there's job, there's lack of employment.
Nana, you clearly do not accept the explanation government has given that the economy is bouncing back and the economy is in this place because of the war in Ukraine. And the COVID-19 crisis, government says those were big exogenous shocks, external shocks that they've been able to deal with significantly. And they expect that things will get better. Inflation is now just about 20%. At some point, it went to 54%. So things are getting better. And the government says the economy is in this state not because of incompetence, but because of external factors. You don't accept that.
But let's remember, while they were saying that the economy was bad based on COVID, they turned around to make an agreement with the International Monetary Fund. We are in $3 billion debt, right? Without saying, telling Ghanaians, okay, you know what? Just handle the pain for a brief moment. We don't want to do borrowing. But they turned around to go to the IMF to borrow. You know, well, how long are we going to blame COVID and the war in Ukraine? And things are getting better, but things are not best. Your administration is on now. It's almost like she was trying to disconnect himself. For a brief moment, I thought, is it not with the current administration? Because he was almost trying to distance himself from the current administration. When I come out, do this. You are there now. Let us see what you are doing. We have 4 months for the election day. Let us see how we're doing. We cannot keep saying the economy is getting better. It should get better. And that we can move forward. We can move on. But let's stop turning back the hand of the clock and keep blaming how long, 10 years from now, we're still going to blame COVID. We're not the only country that was impacted by the pandemic, right? We're not the only country that was impacted by the war in Ukraine. Get over it. And put out solid solutions that can fix the issue. Your administration is still on. Let us see. See is believing. Because the good thing for Ghanaians this time around, this election cycle, is we can see and we can draw the comparison right there from the former president and from the current vice president. See is believing. And the approval is in the pudding. And I hope Ghanaians make the right choice.
Right. I mean, Collins, if you look at the MPP manifesto, it says it's going to focus on jobs. And you are a student. You are just about to get out of school. The government says its major focus is creating jobs, creating the avenue for businesses to thrive so that in turn they will create a lot of work. Are you not comfortable with that? Obviously, because for young people, when you talk to them, jobs is the bigger issue for them.
Well, it's true, yes. Everybody wants to graduate from the university or any tertiary and have jobs. But if you look at some of the jobs opportunity that Dr. Mahamudu Bawumia is promising, there are actually specific skills that you actually need before you can get employed. And majority of these skills, if you look at his manifesto that I have with me here, first he talks about creating 1 million jobs for youth, digital skills, creating jobs through private sector construction and infrastructure development, industrialization and agriculture. Also mention of the fact that create jobs through tax amnesty program, create jobs for artisans. All these things goes down, or he listed quite a number of them, and they are skill specific. And how many of our tertiaries, reducing the number of students that they are graduating each year, who have the skills to be able to be part of the job that he is trying to provide? Because it's, and I know that these are responsibility, individual responsibility, for us to learn some of these things. But the thing is that largely, we need to also position our various universities and other policies to fit the current system that we find ourselves. And I am really happy that he promised that when he is being voted into power as president, he is going to continue what the government, his government has already initiated. That's the TVET, even though it was already existing, but they have strengthened it. They are going to continue that of the STEM education. And that is something that I think we need to applaud the government on that. And if we can get one university at least that will focus on TVET and that of STEM education, it is really going to help. Because if I attend, if I go to a secondary school, a TVET and a STEM SHS, and I move to the tertiary, and I don't have access to some of the things that I learn again at the secondary level, I'm going to forget them. So the thing is that we need to create a system, or we need to create jobs that will fit the people. But yes, entrepreneurial skills,
yeah,
investing in them, we promote them. But we have always been looking at specific people. If you are not a team member belonging to the MGC, if you are not TESCON belonging to the MPP, you are never going to have an opportunity. There are a lot of people in the university that need investment. There are a lot of people doing certain things to promote climate change, but they are not getting assistance. There are a lot of people who are doing things with their hands that is going to help themselves and also the economy, but they are never getting assistance. Government promised USTAT 1 million or 500 million Ghana cedis. How far with USTAT? It has been about 3 solid years when former Minister of Finance, Honorable Ken Oforiatta, announced on the floor of Parliament during one of his budget readings. How far with USTAT? Where is the money?
Right.
How many students, how many tertiary students benefited from it?
So
even the assurance that some of the jobs that he has announced, we are going to get them.
Right.
What is the assurance?
Okay. Right. So I mean, I get a sense from Colin that he believes that, just like Nana said, this is a government in power that made specific promises in the lead up to the 2020 elections that they've not been able to deliver on, and they do not believe the new promises that they've made. But Della, let me come to you before we zoom in into the NDC's manifesto that is to be launched tomorrow, your expectations and all that. I've not heard you say any positive word about the NPP manifesto. They've talked about jobs. This is a government that says it's created 2.1 million jobs. Of course, people have demanded answers. People have looked at the data from the Controller and Accountant General Department and say that it cannot be true that you've created that amount of jobs. But government has been doubling down on that. You're not satisfied with that? This is a government that says the next 4 years will all be about job if they win.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, Kweku, like I said initially in my earlier remark, that the people of this country are very smart. If you have created 2 million jobs and the youth of this country are still crying, so the question one will ask is, where are the jobs? You see, the mess that has been created over this period is enough for us to understand the direction in which the vice president is seeking to carry the whole nation to, and the youth of this nation will not follow him or come along with him in that direction. I can bet on him on that. You see, the policy inconsistency and cohesion is enough, it speaks volume. Dr. Barnier was not under duress when he gathered the chiefs and the people of the central region and told them to their face that he would build a new airport and port for them. He was not under duress. But immediately when he heard that the former president is talking about the algorithm system that he wanted the youth to benefit from by way of a policy direction, he also stood there and said, I'm putting youth together to create a job for the youth in the IT sector. I mean, we don't do that as a vice president. He's the same person who stood and then look on and watch 9 banks collapse. And these banks and then a financial institution, I'm talking about savings and loans. And these are the institutions that have created a lot of jobs for the Ghanaian people. For which reason he thought it wise that using 18 billion cedis to collapse them is better off than, pushing them with 9 billion. Can you imagine? If it is not great, look and share, who will do this to a nation like this? As a vice president, you stood and watched as economic management and took this decision.
Well, the government has explained consistently that if they did not do that, customers of these banks were going to lose all their money. So they had to step in and do what was right. And some of these banks, according to the explanations the government has given, were completely under the, some of them, they just did not have enough to run. And so that is the explanation the government has given for that.
I'm talking about 18, I know 5 minus 18. Do your mathematics. And I'm saying that these are what? Corporate governor issues. When the board of directors are misleading the bank, you don't collapse the bank. I mean, you deal with them by way of letting them step aside and then investigating if they are found capable, and then you punish them.
Right.
That was put down to Mr. Atu Etien, and he was found culpable, and he was punished. Today, he's in jail. Why wouldn't you do the same to other banks and then give the bank, going by saving people and then saving family from the mess you have put them. That
right.
is what I'm saying.
Okay.
And today you turn around and say you create another bank. I mean, who does this? As a vice president, I mean, when you ask me, you say we have built toilets. As a vice president of the nation, you are talking about toilet building.
Well, those seem like a lot of very important issues for some other people as well. And then I'll come to you. We're just about wrapping up. We just have about 8 minutes. So let's go around the table again and look at your expectation ahead of the NDC manifesto launch tomorrow. John Dramani Mahama and his running mate will be launching the manifesto tomorrow at the University of Education in Winneba before that. So, Nana, you've heard a lot about the NDC and the kind of things they want to promise. If you look at all that you've heard already, what exactly do you expect tomorrow when John Dramani Mahama mounts the podium to launch his party's manifesto?
I do not expect anything different from what we have already heard. Especially, I mean, they just launched their youth manifesto, and I think that there will be some repetition as far as like the 24-hour economy. I'm also sure we're going to hear about the free education for the first year university student. Honestly, I think that we're going to hear the same political rhetoric. We're going to hear the same political talking point. And we're going to get a list of the grocery shopping list that both the NDC laid out just last Sunday. So nothing different. I will hope that they will actually bring tangible policies. Stay focused on the policies and just not just tell us, oh, we're going to do this. Tell us how you're going to do it. Example, if I say, Kweku, I'm going to solve your headache problem, right? Yes, we get it. I'm going to solve your, but how am I going to solve the headache problem? Well, I'll first take you to the hospital for check-in, and then I'll make sure that you get the right medication. I'll make sure that the medication is fully paid, and then I'll make sure that whatever medication that you were given by the doctor, you're actually taking it. And then based on our experience, because they've been in government before, based on our experience, we'll know that, okay, you know what, with all these policies, you're going to do well. But not just tell us you're going to solve this and leave it like that. We want more. We want you to dive a little bit deeper and tell us how you're going to solve the problem. I also want to see them actually connect with the ordinary voter, connect with the ordinary Ghanaian. But tell us how. Let us know you feel our pain. Let us know you can feel our struggles instead of just giving us that textbook scripts and speeches that they come on stage and just kind of read it to us. We want to know you are part of us. We want to see that you are like the next door neighbor to us. That's what the U.S. candidates do. And I know some may argue, well, Ghana is not U.S. Ghana is not U.S. because Ghana is a developing country. However, we look up to these developed countries, and policies have been the focus of all their, like I said, this week
the engagement, the DNC
Democratic Convention, and we were able to get a preview of their policy. So I'm hoping for the best, but I will not be surprised when we get the word.
Yeah, Collins, give me your expectations in a minute. I mean, what your own expectations are? We've had a lot already.
I really do not expect anything, because my expectations were, or anything I expect from a government, is to invest heavily in our railway sector, looking at the situation we find ourselves. Huge transport fares and also poor road network. So I was expecting 2024 election or policies that were going to be announced to focus on railway sector, but it doesn't look like that is what is going to happen. And the how of various policies, that also doesn't look like what they are also going to look at it. So anything that comes out of it, fine. I don't expect anything from anyone.
Both Nana Kakari and Collins have all said, listen, they don't really believe John Mahama is really going to say anything different from all that we've heard. In a minute, can you tell us what you also expect from John Mahama tomorrow?
Okay, Kweku. The compendium policies that was put out there by the former president is quite clear. The 24 hours economy to reset this country. It is a major push for all of us as a country, as a nation, I beg your pardon. And also, he has been reiterating this point that he will complete all the abandoned projects that was left. I mean, former NDC administration and even NPP administration, he has reiterated that he will complete all those projects. I mean, that is a good thing to hear. I mean, he also talks about, making sure there is a first year free for all tertiary students. I mean, it's a good policy. I mean, we all support it, and the youth of this country will support him to make sure that policy is materialized. And also, he's talked about, abolishing the e-levy. Mm. That tax alone is a headache to all of us. At the country. So for me, I am happy to hear him, put out all these policy proposals.
Right. I mean, Dela, thank you very much. Thank you very much for sharing your expectation with us. So, Nanaka, thank you. Collins, thank you. Dela, thank you very much. We're expecting Bright. He couldn't join us. But the NDC manifesto launch, again, like I was telling you, is going to be live on Joy News. Comprehensive build-up with Evans Mensah and the team, right from about 1 o'clock. So when the document is launched. But we've been getting some comments. I mean, Ghana Corner is about you, those of you listening, and you've been sharing with us what you think about the blueprint of both parties. Papani is joining me in studio. Michael, what are people saying?
Okay, cool. So let me just walk you through a few of the messages that we've had. Quite a number of them. Unfortunately, we're not able to go through all of it. But this one from Kwame from Community 5 in Tema says that I haven't heard anything from both the NPP and NDC on how they intend to reduce pollution in Ghana, water pollution and land degradation, is that bad in my community. See what they are doing along the Accra Kumasi Highway. But I don't know whether the communities you are talking about. Is it Tema? Well, to Dansumana, Kizito says that I trust Mahama has the interest of the youth at heart. If their main manifesto is anything like the youth manifesto, everything will be covered. This one from Alfred in Legon says, this is a political game. Both NDC and NPP are just playing chess with everyone. And finally here, this one, well, unfortunately didn't give us a name. He says, I hope the NDC doubles down on the freebies just as Baumia did. Let's have argument on policy and not, what word is it? Okay, freebilism. I don't know if that's a problem. Yeah,
well,
but
there's a lot of free things going around. So, yeah. I mean, thank you for that, but Michael Buponi Ashale. And that's how we end the show tonight on Ghana Connect. Before I go, though, I have an announcement for you, but let me do this birthday message that have come in. Happy birthday, Martin Ewua. On a special day, we want you to know how much you mean to us. Your love and strength inspire us every day from Pell, Kalibina, Yovalia, Jesse, and Yezaya. We wish you all. Wish you a day filled with joy, laughter, and all the happiness you bring into our lives. Love you more than words can say. Happy birthday to you, Martin Ewua. And also, happy birthday to Benedicta Obinchre, the University of Ghana Medical School, the GEMP class of 2027, from Ni. He is your mate, and he wishes you a happy birthday. Also to you, Benedicta Obinchre, from Ni. So, the big announcement is that Ghana Connect is coming to TV. So if you love Ghana Connect on radio, you will certainly love Ghana Connect on TV, on Joy News. On Saturdays at 8 a.m., just before News File, 1 hour to News File on the Joy News channel, you can catch Ghana Connect. It's special. Not necessarily what you hear on radio. I think tomorrow when we debut our show, I think you should watch. It's great content, and it's all about you, the ordinary Ghanaian people. Not the mic to the politicians and all the people we hear from every day. It's about you, the ordinary Ghanaian people. Ghana Connect on TV starts tomorrow, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. on the Joy News channel. You don't want to miss it. I hope I'll see you there tomorrow. My name is Kweku Asante. The show will be back again, same time next week. And the library is up next with Andy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.